You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Randy is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by a woman named Rose. And I really hope that they go out again, because Randy and Rose.
Aw, double R.
Double R. Randy, before we find out about your date and why you think you're getting ghosted, how long has it been since you talked to Rose?
It's been about a month.
Whoa.
Okay. Yeah, I just was like, you know, a week or two was understandable. But after about a month, it's like, okay, I think I did something really wrong here. I just really want to find out what happened, you know?
Sure. So we know you're getting ghosted. We just need to know why.
But if it's been a whole month, why do you want to still get a hold of her?
There's just something about her. You know, I'm a podcaster, and I do reviews on movies and stuff. And she commented on one of my stories on the podcast, and we just got to talking, and there was just such a strong connection that I couldn't let go. I can't stop thinking about it. I need to know. It's like, everything seemed so great. Why did it disappear on me? Like,
Tell us about the date then.
So we got to talking, and I found out that she lived close by. I had a movie I was reviewing. It was a horror film. You know, I asked, hey, do you want to go to this movie with me? We can get drinks at the bar beforehand and everything like that. And she was down. And I was like, that's perfect. And, you know, everything went off without a hitch. We went to the bar, had a few drinks, and I'm a movie buff. And so finding someone that is also passionate about movies, the conversation flowed so perfectly. We had a few drinks, really getting along. We went to the movie early. We were ready. The movie was pretty good. And again, it was a horror film, and so she did get a little scared.
Did she jump into your lap at any point, or your arms?
Well, you know, there was one moment. There was one really big scare moment. You know, the jump scares in movies?
Yeah.
Oh. So there was a big jump scare moment, and she grabbed my hand really tight then, and it felt really good. And I was like, you know, she might not be into horror films, yeah, but I kind of like the fact that she's a little scared. She's like holding on.
She keep her hand on or take it off after?
Well, she grabbed my hand really, really tight, and it actually hurt. That's how tight she grabbed it. But after that, it was kind of like deadpan. She was like, nope, done. And I was like, oh, I guess that was too much.
It was one of the best feelings for me, at least, when I've gone on dates before to the movies. Mm-hmm. And is if it's a scary movie, they jump and grab your hand, and then they leave it there on your hand. You're like, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So then she asked, she's like, I need to go use the restroom. And I was like, okay, go ahead, do your thing. Then 10 minutes go by.
Oh, no.
20 minutes go by. The movie ends. I'm like, Rose, where are you? You know? And so it was like kind of weird. It's like everything seemed to be going so smoothly, and then out of nowhere, you just disappear on me. Like,
did she just bounce?
Yeah, she just bounced. And so I, like, you know, at first I was scared. I was like, is she okay? Did something bad happen? Where did she go? But no text, no callbacks, no nothing. And I thought about, you know, because I wrote the review. It was an okay movie. But I thought about, like, mentioning something, but I was like, I don't want to bring anything up on my podcast.
Like, do not bring a date to this movie.
Right, yeah. Not a dating movie. This is a movie for friends, you know? So I just am at a loss, and I really just want to know, what did I do wrong? Because if I did something incredibly wrong, I need to know, because I don't want to miss out on another person if she's done, you know?
I mean, but are you sure you don't want to just cut your losses? I mean, this girl bounced on you in the middle of a movie, which should be a red flag to you, and is not responding in a month, which should also be a red flag to you. So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, I'd be like, all right, it's over, it's fine. But there was just something about the way we connected over our love of movies that I was like, I can't let this go. I just can't.
Well, we'll try to figure it out, man. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she answers and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and why she skipped out on the movie, and then maybe get you another date if you still want one, okay?
Yeah.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
I'm really interested in finding out what happened to Rose. Rose is the girl that Randy went out with for the first date follow-up today. We're about to call her and ask her why she's ghosting him and see if we can get him another date if he still wants one after he finds out the reason. But Rose just took off in the middle of their date. Randy, why don't you recap the date real quick to refresh everybody's memory before we call her?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So I met Rose via a comment on the podcast that I work, and we hit it off. Thought we would grab a couple drinks before a movie that I had to review. Had the drinks, great conversation, great start to the movie. In the middle of the movie, for some odd reason, she said she had to use the restroom and just never came back, and I don't know what happened.
That's like scary or heartbreaking or both.
All right, well, we'll try to figure it out for you. I'm going to call the number right now, see if she answers, and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Rose, please?
This is she.
Hey, Rose, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I'm calling from a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Rose. This is the show, too. My name is Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm fine, I guess. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. You listen to the show?
I do.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that, Rose.
Yay.
So why are you calling me? I guess, like...
We're just wondering why you ran out of a date in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
This is the first date follow-up, and Randy emailed us about you. You guess you guys went out, and you were at a movie, and then you went to the bathroom, and you were gone. You haven't talked to him since, and Randy is wondering if...
Yeah.
You would tell us the reason that you're ghosting him.
Well, we're glad to hear you're okay, because that was a little bit scary. Yeah.
Right. No. Okay. So, oh my gosh, I have no idea, like what he may have shared with you, but yeah, I mean, I know the show. And so okay. We're going to talk about this. Okay. What did he say? I mean, what did he say? Cause I love the date. I mean, I absolutely love the date.
Why did you leave it?
Oh my gosh. Well, like, first of all, Randy, I don't know, you know, if he mentioned that he's a podcaster. So kind of like you guys, like he's on the radio and has like this really sexy voice. He was even sexier in person. So like we went out for drinks before our date, and I'm not a big drinker, but I knew that I needed to kind of like loosen up, and everything was perfect. I mean, everything was perfect. And I was feeling like loose. I was feeling, you know, just comfortable. I'm not a huge horror fan. I mean, I haven't watched like horror movies since like high school, but like whatever, it's not that big of a deal. I don't feel like they're that, you know, there's not that much artistic stuff that goes into it, you know, so I'm not into like dumb slasher flicks or anything like that, but this movie was okay, but I do get scared easily. I mean, I felt comfortable holding his hand. Randy was so like good to me and gentle, and it felt so like perfect. There was like no judgment or anything, but there was this point in the movie that I got scared, and I don't know if any other women out there, I mean, my doctor said, okay, I peed myself. Oh my God.
Been there, girl. It's okay.
Wait, you peed your pants?
Mine's from laughing too hard.
I did. I peed my pants. Oh my God. And I didn't know what to do. And I thought about it a second because, you know, like it was dark and it just happened. I didn't mean to happen. And so I excused myself to the bathroom. And when I made it to the bathroom, I was mortified because it wasn't like I was going to be able to go under the like hand dryer. I wore this skirt and I guess I just had too many drinks. I don't know. And I was completely covered, and I'm sitting there thinking like my chair is wet. My entire skirt is wet. Like he is so sexy. He's going to think I'm a crazy person. And I just was I was too embarrassed. You know what I mean? I just slipped out when no one was looking. Thank God. I mean, and I had to run to my car. I had to go home. I had to completely change. And
that's how it is when like a little bit comes out and you can't stop it. And then it's like literally can't sometimes. And then it just keeps going.
I know this is after the fact, but if it ever happens again, just get a soda and dump it on yourself.
Yeah. Just act like you knock it over.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Yeah. In the future.
Right.
It might save you a little bit.
Right. Yeah. And I guess I was not thinking. That's a great idea, by the way. I was so flustered I got Randy's text. I just did not know what to say because I don't want to start off with like lies, you know, and he didn't say anything about it on his movie review. So, and I listened for it. Like I did. So,
hey, that's cool. At least he didn't say that you peed your pants on his podcast.
Yeah. He wasn't like, I took this crazy person out for a date and she peed on me or something like, no,
like
that wasn't the goal. And yeah, so I don't know what to say.
Well, I think you said it all. Basically, you also said it to Randy because he's been on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh my God. Hi. Hello.
Hi, Rose.
I am so sorry. I really am. You know what? I am so sorry.
I've been trying hard not to laugh. Like,
oh my God.
I understand completely. I am just so happy that it was not something crazy or that I did something wrong. You know?
Yeah.
Accidents happen.
No.
You know what comes in my head?
Yeah, no.
When Adam Sandler goes, Randy, you're not cool unless you pee your pants, you know?
Yeah.
Right. No, and I was going to like do a Billy Madison moment too, but like I didn't know if it would be. It's not funny. It's not cool. It's so not funny.
Gross. It's funny.
It's pretty funny.
So, honestly, like now that I've had, I mean, I wish you would have said something. Been like, hey, I had an emergency. I needed to go home. Can we reschedule? But I honestly, the biggest thing I feel right now is relief. Like, I still feel really connected to you. And it's funny now. Like, if you'll have me, I would love to go on another date and we can laugh about this, you know?
Rose, would you like to go on another date with Randy? We'll pay for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would. Just so long as this does not become our story of how we met. Like, we're going to need to come up with something else.
I mean,
we'll do another one. So I have okay. another review that I'm doing next week, and it's a comedy. So maybe we'll just try it again and we'll watch a comedy.
Yeah.
Depends on how much you laugh.
That's when it really happens, Rose. Maybe bring some Depends just in case.
Right. I will be prepared. I will be prepared.
Depends is cool. Consider me Miles Davis.
Oh, that was the grossest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.